Ladies and gentlemen, Arlene
from Florida.
That he made popular, he didn't really write, but he added his touch to them. And this was one I picked that was, he recorded many times. It's one of my favorites. It's actually a song that's about 400 years old. It was called Whaley Whaley back in the 1600s, and it was based on the story of, the Jamie Douglas, who was the Marquess of Douglas, and Lady Barbara Erskine. And what happened was one of her previous suitors was angry that she didn't marry him, so he spread false rumors that she was having an affair, and her husband promptly dumped her.
Whoa.
And she went back to her father and never remarried. And so that's what the song is about. It's called Water is Wide Now. That's what it's known. And Pete Seeger, when he chose this song to record a number of times, and I found this on the internet, I thought it was interesting. He was asked why he decided to include it, and he said he hated it when he first heard it. It was one of those weepy, wailing, sentimental songs. And then when he heard it again later on, he realized that what he said is, you can sing all the protest songs that you want, but if you can't bridge the basic misunderstanding between two human beings, then we're never gonna get anywhere. So this is The Water is Wide. Oh, and I wanted to mention that the first verses I'm singing are the traditional. The first verses are the traditional verses, and the last verse that I'm going to sing is a Pete Seeger verse that he added, which is now considered part of the song. And that's what the folk tradition is all about.
The water is wide, I cannot cross over, neither have I wings to fly. Give me a boat that can carry two, and both shall row. Against the Lord. the matter.